Streaming now on ABC Radio Adelaide. This is Breakfast. This is Breakfast.
With Nikolai and Stacey.
Well, yeah, there are new rules coming into play from the start of the financial year, so July 1 from the Medical Board of Australia. They're saying that people seeking cosmetic surgery will also need a GP referral. What do you think about that? 0467 922 891. Send us a text and let us know your thoughts. Nicola Dean is the president of the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons and joins us this morning. Good morning, Associate Professor Nicola Dean.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, what do you make of it?
Look, we think that GPs are incredibly valuable resources in the community, and they are at the moment incredibly busy. I think for people who have a general practitioner that they see regularly and they perhaps have health problems, it's a really excellent idea to talk over with your GP having any cosmetic surgery. I think the slightly trickier area is the fit young people who maybe don't have a regular GP, and for them it's a sort of extra hurdle that they have to have and an extra appointment. And for me, the big worry is that general practitioners are already really busy seeing a lot of sick people at the moment, and there perhaps hasn't been as much consultation with the GPs about this change to put it into place for everybody.
Because that, you've mentioned there, I guess, the physical sides of things, if people have pre-existing conditions or things like that that need to be factored in. What about the argument of the mental health side of things, that there potentially should be kind of checks and balances, that if people are going to get these kinds of procedures, they're doing it for the right reasons, that they're not being kind of pressured into it or making a decision that they may regret?
I think that's absolutely vital. And as specialist plastic surgeons, we are incredibly careful to think of the whole patient and make sure that they're not coming to have surgery on a whim. Cosmetic surgery is real surgery, and it has real risks, both physically, and we also want to make sure that people are not in a bad place mentally and are having cosmetic surgery for those sorts of reasons. It's really important. So if people do have the opportunity to talk things over with their general practitioner, then that's great. And we're certainly saying that general practitioners are a really good person to talk to, both from a physical risk and a mental health point of view.
When we think of plastic surgery, you often think of, major surgery, facelifts, nose jobs, breast work. Sometimes it's reconstructive work after someone's had cancer treatment. But the suggestion is that there's going to be more of a cosmetic side to it now. Really common beauty therapies now, like Botox and other injections. In your view, is a GP necessary for that? And isn't that just going to clog up already tired and overworked GPs?
Well, I think that's certainly a concern. And I think that the consulting body, the Medical Board of Australia, perhaps haven't had the level of consultation with GPs about that change. I mean, GPs are working so hard at the moment, and they are trying to deliver services to meet the huge demand that they have. And I don't know that they will have an appetite to see everybody that wants an injectable procedure. So I think that there hasn't been enough consultation with the GP bodies. We're absolutely about patient safety at the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons, but it may be that these changes are too much of a blunt instrument and have sort of not been properly thought through.
Is there a risk too that potentially it could almost become a formality, I guess, that, you know, you would come to not work with a GP and you just ring up and say, hey, I've got someone here who wants this done. You okay? Yep, you're fine. Yeah. Okay,
and
off you go.
I think those sort of instant sort of telehealth consults with a GP that you've never met, it probably doesn't really help either side. Some telehealth consults are very useful and important, but if it's a sort of pop-up service for a GP referral, that perhaps is not going to be the best.
Why not change it so it's more of an onus and more training is needed for people performing cosmetic surgeries and other more minor injectables like Botox and fillers and all of that. So those people are more educated, they've had to do a little bit more training, and they can incorporate that into the product they offer.
I think you're absolutely on the money there. We have been fighting to help the medical board understand the difference between a cosmetic practitioner and a plastic surgeon, or in fact, any specialist surgeon. So plastic surgeons have to train for usually about 12 years, and we have to learn about the ethics and patient safety and looking after people properly after they've had surgery. Whereas some of these cosmetic doctors, they just don't have the background or the training and the ethical framework that you learn through the rigorous training of the Royal College of Surgeons.
Well, and on that note, is there a broader point here about the argument of, well, extra checks and balances, extra regulations when it comes to things like health, that's rarely a bad thing if you can make procedures safer?
Well, I think the emphasis should be on making sure that only qualified surgeons should be doing surgery. And the Medical Board of Australia had an opportunity to push for that, and they didn't. So, worryingly, in Australia at the moment, any doctor can do cosmetic surgery, any doctor at all. And we've been pushing that actually that's just not safe. It is just not safe.
Okay.
So what needs to happen is that cosmetic surgery should be reserved for surgeons who actually have had the full surgical training and know how to safely look after patients.
Okay. Nicola Dean, President of the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons, thank you for your time.